Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Baji Qaid Al-Sabsi, the first democratically elected president of Tunisia, died last week at the age of 92. His death, which now stands to change the country's political landscape, united Tunisians in sadness. But it also triggered renewed concern over the future of Tunisia, the cradle of the Arab Spring, as the nation faces economic and social crisis ahead of elections scheduled for later this year. So far, the political transition has been smooth, with Parliament Speaker Mohamed Nasser taking over as president on an interim basis just hours after the announcement of Sebsi's death. But we could still see stormy waters ahead. Joining me is Sarah Yorkes, a fellow at Carnegie's Middle East program, where her research focuses on Tunisian political, economic, and security developments. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
What's the biggest challenge facing Tunisia following Sebsi's death?
Tunisia has two challenges. The most immediate is continuing to ensure a smooth transition. So far, things have gone quite well, but there are still a lot of steps that have to be taken, including having elections in a very short time frame in just 7 weeks. But longer term, following Sebsi's death, but also before the death, was dealing with the economic situation. And the next leader, the next president, as well as the next prime minister, are really going to have to figure out a way to tackle Tunisia's tremendous economic challenges, particularly unemployment and rising inflation and a lack of foreign direct investment.
U.S. officials have been meeting with Tunisian officials lately as Congress pushes back against President Donald Trump's desire to dramatically cut assistance to Tunis. Is Tunisia a key ally of Washington's, and if not, why?
I wouldn't say that Tunisia is a key ally of Washington, but I would say that Tunisia is an important partner for Washington. Tunisia is a country that has been designated a major non-NATO ally, which is largely symbolic, but does show that there is this strong connection between Tunisia and the United States. Tunisia has been an important security partner for Washington, as well as a very important economic and cultural partner, and particularly because it's the only democracy in the Arab world. This is a country that really has a shared democratic value with the United States. I do think that there's room for more U.S.-Tunisian cooperation, but overall, Tunisia does remain an important country for Washington.
You are listening to Sarah Yorkes, a fellow at Carnegie's Middle East program, where her research focuses on Tunisian political, economic, and security developments. Ms. Yorkes, do you believe the Tunisian elections will take place as planned?
I do think they will take place, but the question is how smooth they will be. I think trying to shorten the election timeframe date, because of the president's death and because of the constitutional requirements, the presidential elections were moved up by 2 months. That's a really short timeline for the elections to take place. I do think they'll happen, but what I'm worried about is logistical challenges. Will the electoral body, known as the EC, be able to carry out such a big task, carrying out presidential elections with 2 months less time than it thought it had? And the other question is, will the candidates be ready? They also have two fewer months than they thought they would have. So I expect that we will see on election day some logistical hurdles. Perhaps polling stations might have issues receiving their ballots or opening late or not staying open late enough, things like that, but nothing that will actually infringe on the freeness and the fairness of the elections.
Sarah Yorkes, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you.